Well, they're just so sweet I could smack them. So, please welcome Pete Wernick and Joan Wernick, and I believe we're going to have a special guest up here, too. Honey Rolls.
And this we're going to send out to Skip.
Welcome, Mr. Tony Rice. We are really honored to have the presence of one of the finest guitarists here on our stage right here. Tony's had a busy weekend, played here with Peter Rowan, and went down and played in the big Botanic Gardens thing, and he's back up nice and early up here, and we just had our first rehearsal. So we're working up some stuff. And this one's going to be up in the key of B. And Bill Monroe made this very famous, but this was actually written before Bill Monroe was born. And beautiful old song. Let's see if I'm good with it.
Whenever I'm up on this stage, I always think how privileged I am to be here, A. And it's just amazing to look out and see all the wonders of nature, including the audience. Give yourself a hand.
Come on, a standing ovation for yourselves. Get up, dance around. There we go.
Not yet.
There's one person ovating. Standing up right there. Nice job there.
The one person standing.
Okay. If anybody has children who recently left the house, as Joan and I do, this will strike a chord for you.
Let's send this out to our son, Will.
Camped here this weekend.
It's probably sleeping.
Will, wake up, wake up.
Bring me joy. sheets and hair. He's at the I'm home away from there.
Especially when somebody like Dan Sadowski is on stage. And I listen to him, I try to pick up pointers, and I've just come down to the conclusion that his stream of consciousness is a lot more interesting than mine. So I'm going to let him do that. But within, are you tuning in, sweetie?
Yeah, we're
Oh, we're okay. Well, we'll talk about that later. Oh, thank you so much.
It's time to talk about love.
Sure.
And that's a good thing, as we all know. And this one is maybe over-the-top love song because it declares that we're the best partners this world's ever seen. And we don't, I mean, for everybody we know, of course, we're the best partners, but there might be somebody in Saudi Arabia or something. Anyway, it's a good old song, though, and it actually has a lovely message we like.
Multiple wives.
You are the rose of our heart. Thank you.
because you're good. You are the rose of my heart. We are the love of my life. A flower not faded nor falling apart. You're my harbor in life's restless storm. Rose of my heart. A flower not faded not falling apart. You're my harbor in life's restless storm. Rose of my heart. Thank you. Oh, we're going to let Tony break loose here.
We're going to turn our guitar player loose, so watch out. It'll be all in a minute.
If you think my mouth is a little dry from playing on the same stage with Tony Rice, you're right. What an honor.
If I drop my water on you, I'm sorry. Okay.
Stop.
Almost ready, almost ready, almost ready. Oh, I'm ready. Live and in person. house right here in his great music. Okay, you know what's a good one? This we're having a, you know, due to time shortages, we're having to sneak in stuff on Tony. He says, well, he'll get it as we go along and he'll join it. But when do you rise again?
Sure.
Before rehearsing.
I hope.
Yeah, well, we've done this before. So we're probably going to
get
it right.
Jeez, I wish I'd have practiced. That's all right. Everybody here knows I'm not perfect. Thank you.
All right. By the way, I'm not perfect. And I think I remember in 1980, I heard you make a mistake once, Tony. I don't remember what it was. But, so he's
I remember
not
it.
His ponytail is marvelous.
Oh, I
know. Beautiful.
It was better to look good than to feel good.
Okay. So it's fine.
I remember the year my grandmother died. Gonna rise again. We dug her grave on the mountainside. Gonna rise again. I was too young to understand the way she felt about the man, but I could read her history in her hand. Gonna rise again. In the crib and I was in the bin. Gonna rise again. There's ham in the smokehouse, cotton in the gin. Gonna rise again. There's cows in the barn and hogs in the lot. You know she never had a lot, but she worked like the devil for a little. Gonna rise again. The apple tree on the mountainside gone.
Stuff that we always play as a duet, rarely have guests, but when Tony begged and pleaded to be on our show, I couldn't say no, man, he's my hero, you know. let's see, let's do I'm Thinking of You right about now. This is a true song of love that I wrote about my darling wife Joan, right around the time we hit about our 25th anniversary a couple years ago. She's my first wife. It's great playing with her. Anyway, we go around the country an awful lot together. We perform at festivals and do bluegrass jam camps too. So we're, instead of me leaving her all the time, we go together, which is really a cool new thing for us. So
we go together.
Yeah, that reminds me of the George and Tammy song, but we haven't practiced that one. Anyway, hope you like this one. It's called I'm Thinking of You.
This morning I was all alone, but a little bright light was shining through. I'm happy to be just thinking of you. I'm thinking of you wherever I go. The light of my life, my heart and soul inside of me. Whatever I do, I'm happy to be just thinking of you. Looking back on the year when we first met, I wandered away, but I could not forget. That little bright light told me what to do, and I came back to start a new life with you. Wherever I go, the light of my life, my heart and soul inside of me. Whatever I do, I'm happy to be just thinking of you.
Sadowski's not on stage. Are you kibitzing back there?
No, we're talking shop.
Okay.
I found out what kind of strings he uses and how high he's got his saddle.
It's the real workshop.
It's a real workshop. All right. Well, I'm gonna play it my fastest speed now. Play a song that is dear to me and dear to the hearts of many banjo players all over the world. The guy who made it up is going to be 80 next January, and I'm sure he'll be playing it on his birthday. We're going to go to Nashville for the party and everything. But he's my main banjo hero, Earl Scruggs. So he wrote this tune in 1949, when he was in his 20s, and recorded it again, won a Grammy for it in the 60s, and then he recorded it one more time in, I believe, 2001. kind of a long time from the first one, and he had Steve Martin and Albert Lee Hunt and all these incredible players, and it's still the same great old tune, The Foggy Mountain Breaker.
I saw
Reggie Jackson.
Reggie Jackson.
I'll tell the story.
All right, you tell the story. You're better than I am.
Well, you're better than I am, but I can tell this story. So there we are at Stapleton, walking down to our gate, and there's Reggie Jackson walking back the other way. So Joan spots him first and says, "Dad, it's Jesse Jackson."
Duh.
So he looked, and first thing he said, he looks at me and he says, "He's not your dad." And then my other funny airport story involving Joan is, you know the guy who goes, "I guarantee it"?
I guarantee it.
The Men's Warehouse guy?
The Men's Warehouse.
We call him Xylem. I made up a name for him.
This is
which
really
is
something.
Xylem Pledgley. Before he ever said his name, I just thought his name should be Xylem Pledgley.
On a plane going to San Francisco. I said, "Look, Dad, Xylem Pledgley." He's sitting right there, and I said, "Where are you going?"
Yeah, well,
we're on the same plane.
She was so amazed to see Xylem Pledgley in person.
I'm such a ditz.
So, we see you on TV.
So if you see him,
trying to strike up a conversation.
No, that wasn't very.
Where are you going? And he goes, "San Francisco."
Same place you are.
Anyway, that's our Xylem Pledgley story.
All right, are we going to sit up here and?
No, we're going to get to a tune right now. Something pretty. He said, "Well, if you can take listen to me sing, this is at least a chance for you to play pretty.
What are you doing?
This will be just like you, key of E. This is one. That's another good bluegrass key for Tony. This is one I made up a long time ago, 10 years before Hot Rising, and." I love the sound of gospel music. I wanted to write a gospel song, but I had to find something that fit my actual beliefs and feelings. And this one definitely does. It's called Just Like You. Hector Brown lives lives on a farm. He's been a farmer all his life. But he had to slow down when his heart broke down and went under surgeon's knife. And the four kids that he raised all live so far from home. And since his wife died last December, Victor's all alone. And if you don't think an old man could be alone and blue, let me tell you, my friend, he's just like you. John Hartford song that is just an amazing song. Of course, we miss John, but man, he left so much music for us to hear. We could spend the next week just listening to the albums of his that we haven't already listened to.
This is a song he wrote about Bill Monroe. He was sitting in a doctor's office once, and the woman who was sitting there next to him knew him as a child, knew Bill Monroe as a child. And she told him how, or no, it was her mother that knew him as a child. But anyway, they lived in Rosine together. And part of the content of the song comes from that, because at one point he used to hide underneath the porch of their house because he was so embarrassed that he had crossed eyes. And people would make fun of him. And so she one time just grabbed him and brought him into the room and they started dancing. What a great image. And helped him get over that.
Yeah. Did a good job getting over it.
Yeah.
Anyway, this is John got to know him because they both had cancer at one time, and they had all kinds of things in common. So they drive around in Bill's Cadillac and just talk and find out more about each other. So he's the right guy to write the synopsis of Bill's life in a poetic song. And since John's passed away, I don't think such a long song. I don't think that many people have learned the lyrics, but Joan has, so we're going to do it. Cross-Eyed Child. Been right here, and he's at Telluride more than once, and there's some great pictures around backstage.
Thanks to Craig, sitting right there drinking Gatorade.
All right, taking the pictures.
Craig Ferguson.
There he is. Oh, you weren't taking the pictures, but you put them up. Yeah. Craig, thanks so much for putting on an incredible festival.
Yeah, let's get
this
Craig
is the one in. Right here.
We're so young.
Yeah, and there's an incredible staff of paid and volunteer people who work very, very hard and make it this, I don't know, I can't think of a better bluegrass festival if that's that. And I've been to a few.
Let me give a thanks to Craig for receiving my musical instrument here from North Carolina. And you know what, Greg? You don't know it yet, but you got to send it back to me in North Carolina, so don't forget. You get to play it. Yep.
What are we going to do?
We're going to do Way Downtown as soon as I get tuned. Should have told you. Sorry. Hey, I heard you like to be in tune. BNC.
Biz.
You see, the hat on that guy over there? That's what we're really talking about. But I'll use the magic tuner here.
How many people here play mandolin? All right. How many people are from out of state? Peter was giving me a lesson in how to be a good MC, and he said, ask the audience questions. All right.
Who's ever heard of Buzz Busby? Raise your hands. Do a big dance. The Busby dance. Actually, he's one of our great bluegrass people who passed away this last year. How many people ever saw Jim and Jesse here? They've been here.
Yeah.
Jim has departed this earth, but Jesse's still got the band together. Mike Snyder calls them and Jesse. Okay, I believe we're there. One more tuning. Oh, that's a good one. I'm glad I caught it.
You have to tune a banjo a lot because it has such a long neck.
It's such a soft, mushy head on it, as opposed to these nice, flat, wooden things that people have. Okay, here's one Way Downtown.
She's on, hey, why don't you slip no more? Thank you.
Okay. Four. Good. Just what we were thinking. What's that there? Polka on a banjo.
Polka on the banjo.
I don't think you can actually do a polka on the banjo. Earl did it, but, you know, it's so hard to do that. We'll do whatever we want. That's right.
I'm going to play a song that John Hartford wrote. Good Bud. Remember, a lot of you saw him the last time he was out here a couple years ago on this very stage. I'll try to do this justice. Gone forever is yesterday. I don't believe in tomorrow. I used to dream of a pot of gold. It only brought me sorrow. I used to think that the road stretched on. And wound the whole world around. But now I've learned to live my life before the sun goes down. 'Cause tomorrow when it finally comes, the curtains have gone fade away. The hopes of many crush the dust when they find it ain't nothing but today. So every day I go and try to live as though it's my last. I kiss the minute with a grateful smile. I turn my back on the past, 'cause tomorrow when it finally comes, the curtains of dawn fade away, the hopes of many are crushed to dust, when they find it ain't nothing. Thank you very much. That's been great. Great, thank you.
Here's a tune that I made up quite a while ago, but it doesn't got a lot of chord changes in it, which is good.
For me.
For everybody, me too. This is a kind of tune I like to hear what Tony does on this year. Don't bank on. I'll like it even if, you know, you kind of go into outer space or something. Didn't you have a publishing company called Spacegrass Music? Is that right? Were you the CEO and all that?
Wow.
We have the CEO of Spacegrass Music on the stage.
You're the receptionist as well.
It runs itself.
The company runs itself. And all those management courses you took are really working out, right? Okay, here's one, Huckling the Berries, and I believe this will be our go away song. So thanks a lot for listening. Sure appreciate you. And thanks to all the people that came to the Rocky Grass Academy this week. We had a grand, grand time. Make sure to wake up early on the day the registration's open, because if you wait till noon, you might miss it. Here we go. You get up on a hot day like that, we appreciate it very much. We just played last month in Kentucky, Moorhead, Kentucky, did a jam camp there, and Don Rigsby is a big figure down there and does all kinds of great stuff. Has a phenomenal band called Rock County now. Anyway, there's a festival with a lot of great talent down there, and it's free. So if you want to have a free weekend of bluegrass, it's the second weekend of June, and we'll be back again there. But the reason I brought it up is because Dave Evans lives around there, and Dave Evans had one chance here at Rocky Grass. Oh, Craig, I hope you're hearing me now. He had one chance at Rocky Grass, and a couple of the guys didn't make it, plane problems and stuff. And people didn't get the right hearing of Dave Evans, but we did last month when he played a whole set all by himself, playing banjo and guitar, and he totally aced it. He's incredible. He got the only guy to get two encores, you know, all by himself. So this is one of our favorite songs, one that he wrote.
Thank you so much.
It's called Be Proud of the Gray in Your Hair.
slow moving. How you can get out of your chair, put on your shoes and start running. Be proud of the grave you're in.
Great day, a lot of great music, Tom. We appreciate it.